get in touch today, you can call us 0114 279 6699, or you can text 81333. Start your text with the word Sheffield. Now, the whole idea of the website YouTube is that anyone can upload a video about anything, providing it's not rude or offensive. Well, actually, no, you can put rude and offensive on there, quite frankly. That means there's a fair amount of rubbish on the site, but does it get any worse than this?
The next train to arrive at platform 2B will be the 1911 First Trans-Pennine Express service to Cleethorpes. Call it.
That's it. That's just a bit from a 5.5 minute recording of announcements at Sheffield train station. Someone's taken the time to record and upload that video onto YouTube. Now, the clip's been viewed more than 7,000 times, and it caught the attention of one online magazine, which is asking its readers if the video is, in fact, the most boring YouTube video of all time. Well, Jen's been out in Sheffield asking the people about the good, the bad and the stupid stuff they've seen online.
Everybody likes online videos.
Don't really watch them. Got better things to do.
Whether or not you've got the time or the inclination, it's undeniable that some of them cause a global sensation.
Charlie!
Charlie Bit My Finger is a video of two kids. One bites the other one's finger, and it's had almost 525 million viewings worldwide.
That really hurts!
Charlie bit me.
The next train to arrive at platform 2.
A video cataloguing Sheffield train announcements on a particular day isn't my idea of a good watch. And I suppose that's the problem and the benefit. It might be easy to get lost in the rubbish.
Some cats that do tricks, they're not very entertaining.
You're so cute.
Yeah, well, some people like them.
Yeah, but cats are boring. I don't like cats.
But there is definitely something for everyone.
I see my granddaughter on YouTube.
Right, and what kind of stuff does she like to watch?
She does rap poetry and performs on YouTube.
On Gangnam Style.
If the kids tell me to look on YouTube at such and such a thing, that man dancing all right in every country in the world.
Open Gangnam Style.
I saw that.
Oh, the Gangnam Style.
Yes, and I see various things that the grandchildren tell me to look for.
So that's how you avoid the dross.
Yes, yes.
Well, Hannah Garay is a digital media expert here in Sheffield. Morning, Hannah.
Morning.
This train announcement video is pretty dire, but YouTube's not all bad, is it?
No, I don't think the video is that bad, to be honest.
Oh, it's fairly boring, though, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's not what I'd be watching, but I think the comments underneath it are quite sweet in terms of people talking about their memories of train announcements and kind of where else in the country they've been to where that particular train announcer is and things like that. So I think it's very niche.
Well, why do you think people upload things like that?
I think there's a few different reasons. I think it's mainly to reach other people. It's a social media tool, so you're wanting to get out and reach and talk to other people about things that interest you. But I think a lot of people also use it to market what they're doing or to kind of build themselves a profile or part of what they're doing as a brand. But then sometimes it can be used to support other activities. But I think I think with some things as well, a lot of it's a lot of jokes, and it's the way that you would go down the pub and tell your friend, sort of, did you see a programme last night, and you'd clip out most of the programme to tell them that joke. But with YouTube, you've always got the punchline. You can always remember the punchline.
The interesting thing, isn't it, of course, I mean, YouTube's not news anymore. I mean, we've had it years, it's embedded, people know what YouTube is. I think everybody knows what YouTube is now. It's how it's going to change, isn't it? I wonder if, you know, when we start to see the kind of the breakdown of normal ways of watching television, for example, as people are now charging for some YouTube channels, there's cooking channels on YouTube, get 250,000 hits a month.
Yep.
Do you think it can ever become the mainstream? This will be the way that people put content on, the main way that people watch content?
Oh, no, I think it's... Well, I think there was a report done by the Online Centres Foundation last year that found that 55% of people have used YouTube or online videos to learn something. So I think it offers things like that in a way that mainstream TV can't, because you can tune in at a point that you want to, and you can just watch something that's 5 or 10 minutes long. It just gives you the information you need that you can then apply in real life. But I don't think it... I mean, a lot of the restrictions mean that you can't share TV clips and things in the way that you would do on mainstream TV or be able to buy the DVD. So I don't think at this point it will replace it, but I think it does things that the mainstream can't do.
What about generating original content for YouTube, though? Yeah. People think, well, you know, I'm not going to get that